With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The church on Main in Snellville, Georgia, will not soon forget Hannah's baptism. She's a 15-year-old with cerebral palsy. She's nonverbal and communicates through a device that tracks her eye movements and generates speech for her. Through that device, she told her mother she had committed her life to Christ and wanted to be baptized. The baptism was tricky because Hannah is unable to close off her airwaves, so she could not be submerged in the church's normal baptistry. They came up with a solution, though. She was placed in a portable baptistry where the pastor, the executive pastor, and two other staff members could handle her with care and brush water over her head rather than holding it under the water. Hannah is one of more than 50 people with special needs who attends the Church on Main weekly. The special needs ministry, now more than 30 years old, includes Bible studies and activities for children, teens, and adults. In its first-of-a-kind high school computer coding camp for deaf students, California Baptist University partnered with California School for the Deaf to give 10 deaf high schoolers the coding knowledge they need to develop their own video game and demonstrate that pursuing a degree in engineering is a career choice that can be rewarding on multiple levels. Students sat in awe as Ben Sanders taught coding fundamentals and wrote lines of code on the whiteboard for students to copy. CBU hired American Sign Language interpreters and had ASL student volunteers help interpret throughout the two-day camp. By the end of the week, students showed off their new coding skills by demonstrating their video game with a storyline similar to Pac-Man. In their version, a green snake gobbled up red dots to grow bigger and stronger.
Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar.
Has your church sent missionaries? Are you being a good partner to them? A piece on Baptist Press offers some tips in partnering with missionaries. First, it says pray. Find specific times to pray for the missionaries you know. Second, ask good questions and be a good partner. Good questions should concentrate as much on real life and basic prayer requests as they do on monumental metrics. Third, remember birthdays and holidays and be spontaneous in your outpouring of love. Everyone likes to be remembered, but our missionaries are often serving in places where familiar holidays are not celebrated, and their birthdays are but a minor blip on a small radar. You can read that full piece at our website, baptistpress.com.